Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of August 29th, 2022, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI Pick of the Week. I think that I'm going to go with The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power on Prime this week. This series is set as the Second Age, which happens thousands of years before the events of The Hobbit. Now, this series is reportedly costing Amazon $1 billion for 5 seasons. So, needless to say, the production values are going to be pretty high. All right, for TV pages, on Monday, NBC has the finale of American Ninja Warrior. For Tuesday, Sci-Fi has the finale of The End Is Nigh. Wednesday, CW has the premiere of Stargirl and the finale of Wellington Paranormal. For Thursday, History Channel has the premiere of Mountain Men. For Friday, nothing. For Saturday, CBS has the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert. Travel has the Most Terrifying Places premiere. HBO has Elvis, and Cartoon Network has the 6th season premiere of Rick and Morty. For Sunday, A&E has Biography, WWE Legends, and WWE Rivals Finale. History Channel, you have the finale of Coliseum. For movies coming out this week, there's Honk for Jesus, Save Your Soul. This film plays as a mockumentary about a very fancy, wealthy pastor and first lady of the Southern Baptist megachurch. It follows them through the aftermath of a huge scandal, trying to move on from what they did and recover and rebuild their congregation. You also have Spider-Man No Way Home, the more fun stuff version. It's the same movie, it's just 11 additional minutes. For Blu-rays coming out this week, you have Phantom of the Open. For online services, Netflix, you have Operation Flagrant Foul, I Am a Killer, Off the Hook, Love in the Villa, Fenced In, Devil in Ohio, Ivy and Bean, and then Ivy and Bean, Doomed to Dance, and then Ivy and Bean, The Ghost That Had to Go. There's also Dated and Related, The Festival of Troubadours, and You're Nothing Special. For Hulu, you have The Patient and The Croods Family Tree. HBO has Adventure Time, Distant Lands, Wizard City. And Prime, like I said, has Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. For video games, you have Destroy All Humans 2, Reprobed, Immortality, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Cowabunga Collection, Tinykin, Oblitz, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, All-Star Battle R, Lego Brawls, Made in Abyss, Binary Star Falling into Darkness, and Last of Us Part 1. For GUI News, some of our shows are on hiatus this week. Check the website and social media for details about the releases. For one more thing, not since 1972 has a human set foot on the moon, but NASA is aiming to change that through the ambitious Artemis program. The lunar missions kick off with Artemis 1, which is scheduled to launch today, Monday, August 29th. Artemis is the program that finally promises to rekindle lunar exploration as NASA seeks to land a woman and man on the moon no earlier than 2025, but there's a lot more to the Artemis than plopping two people on the surface of the moon. This time, NASA is planning to build a sustainable presence on and around the moon and use it as a stepping stone for the next giant leap, a crewed mission to Mars. Long-term goals include the construction of the Lunar Gateway, the first orbital space station around the moon, and the installation of Artemis Base Camp, which is a surface base station. Both commercial and international partners will be involved. The latter includes things like the Canadian Space Agency, the European Space Agency, and the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency. Artemis 1 is set to launch today, August 29th, with a 2-hour launch window that opens about 8:30 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. The mission would last for 42 days before landing back on Earth on October 10th. This mission, an uncrewed Orion spacecraft, will travel to the moon and then return to Earth without performing a lunar landing. Artemis 1 will be serving as a test for the fledgling rocket and the Orion capsule, setting up the stage for a later crewed mission. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. Just to let you know, I'm going to Dragon Con next week, so there is going to be no show. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us at geeksunderTheInfluence@gmail.com. Call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is the Bruce, and of course all of these things happen because I'm from the future. So be nice to yourself and each other. GUIPodcast.com.